Eighth Sunday in Year A. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Zion was saying, "The Lord has abandoned me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget the baby at her breast? Feel no love for the child of her womb? Even if these were to forget, I shall not forget you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest in God alone, my soul. Rest in God alone, my soul. In God alone is my soul at rest. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. Never shall I falter. Rest in God alone, my soul. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. Never shall I falter. Rest in God alone, my soul. In God is my salvation and glory, my rock of strength. In God is my refuge. Trust him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. Rest in God alone, my soul. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. People should think of us as Christ's servants, stewards of the mysteries of God. In such a matter, what is expected of stewards is that someone should be found trustworthy. To me it matters little how I am judged by you or by any other human court. I do not even judge myself. My conscience does not reproach me. But that is not enough to justify me. The Lord is my judge. For that reason, do not judge anything before the due time, until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and reveal the designs of all hearts. Then everyone will receive the due praise from God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The word of God is living and active. It probes the thoughts and motives of our heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can be the slave of two masters. A person will either hate the first and love the second, or be attached to the first and despise the second. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. Therefore, I tell you, not to worry about your life, what you should eat, nor about your body, what you should wear. Surely life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, by worrying, add one single cubit to your span of life? And why worry about clothing? Learn from the grasses of the fields how they grow. They neither work nor spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grasses of the field, which are there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you who have so little faith? So do not worry. Do not say, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?' It is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Strive first for his kingdom and righteousness, and all these other things will be given you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.